Wollongong Municipal Council.
Well, I assume that's the head of the council, Colin?
Yes, I'll answer to that. And who might I be speaking to?
This is Adam at CFM Tasmania. How are you going, Colin?
Of course, yes. Home of the Ning Nang Nong controversy.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I called the USA. I asked a guitar store in the USA if they could identify the chords to the Ning Nang Nong song, and they gave me B flat, F, G, C, and then a listener wrote in and said, no, it's D, G, A, 7, E with a capo. And so they're completely different. I didn't know who to believe. I thought, call the council, they'll know.
That's both part of what we pride ourselves on. And look, I'd like to say it's been a while since the original performance of Ning Nang Nong, which the iconic performance was on the Everybody Sing Play School special, which featured such vintage luminaries as myself, Colin, and Noni and Simon and Philip and George, Monica, Angela, and of course John and Benita. And so it was a big finale, really, where they all came out of the house and contributed to the singing of the Ning Nang Nong. And I was the band. I was playing guitar. So in more recent times, I've sung it at my gigs.
Right.
And the interesting thing is, one would think, oh, it's just an old nonsense song. But I get people come up afterwards, adults, and they say, I've got to admit, I got a little teary there when you started singing the Ning Nang Nong. And so it holds a lot of fond memories for people. So you get the chords wrong and you're doing a great injustice. And you are likely to get... of course, the Ning Nang Nong Council has council rangers, officials, sheriffs. And it's their job to make sure that there are no chordal infringements.
Right, so the chords are still true to the original chords?
So, look, were I to grab my guitar here, which I just happen to have.
Perfect.
And I would... on the Ning Nang Nong where the cows go bong and the monkeys all say boo. There's a Nong Nang Ning where the trees go ping and the teapots jibber jabber joo. On the Nong Ning Nang all the mice go clang and you just can't catch them when they do. So it's the Ning Nang Nong, the cows go bong, the Nong Ning Ning, the trees go ping, the Nong Ning Ning, the mice go clang. What a noisy place to belong. Here's the Ning Nang Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong, the Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong. Yes, it's the Ning Nang Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong, the Ning Nang Ning Nang Nang Nong.
On CFM. Oh, it's like a childhood dream come true, Colin.
The hard part, I haven't perfected shouting out the chords as I'm playing them.
I know, we still don't have those chords. Are they secret?
No. I was playing in G for those playing along at home. On the GGG or the CCG and the CCCCG. There's a GCCC and the GG, E minor. And the AAAAD on the GGG and the CCG and the CCCCG. So it's CCC, GGG, CCC, GGG, CCC, GGG, AAAAD. The CNG. CGFWCFM.
Oh, thank you. So we really didn't have it right at all.
Well, look, you put a capo on and that throws everything up in the air. But look, the Ning Nang Nong Council trains its officials to identify a capo and they can make the necessary infringement adjustments
right.
If there are mistakes, or they can just give their full approval.
Oh, Colin, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for clearing it up and playing it for us. Honestly, a childhood dream come true. Can I ask you while you're here, did you write it or did you just perform it?
No, and here's the connection.
Yep.
When I was a child, my mother bought me a copy of Silly Verse for Kids, a very short collection of poems by Spike Milligan.
Right.
Of the Goon Show fame. And yeah, Monty Python credit much of their success to the way that Spike's humour sparked them into doing what they do. And he just wrote these poems for his kids. And one of them was the Ning Nang Nong. It was not a song. It was just a poem. And someone put it to music. It was performed on Play School. And basically, as a newer presenter at the time in the 90s, I inherited that song. And really, just ironically and quite beautifully, this childhood poem that I loved and could recite became a bit of a, you know, not a catchphrase, but a bit of a signature tune for me. Mm.
Yeah, and we all still remember it. Producer Nathan, I told him I was going to talk to you about it. He told me to thank you for helping to create an Aussie anthem.
Yes, every time I play it live, people sing along. And like I say, they sing along, and even though it's a nonsense song, there is so much joy in singing along to it. So it's a great old tune and good old Spike.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. Like, it gives me so much joy to listen to. That's why I wanted to know the chords, because it must be even more joyous to play it. Is there joy that just bursts out of you when you play it?
Oh, too right. And especially when you get the lyrics right, which, because it's full of pings and nings and bongs and pongs.
Yeah.
And you just got to make sure that you line your ducks up in a row.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, it's holy writ, you know. You've got to get that right. And it's interesting for a song with, you know, no chorus as such, really. It's got great opportunities for participation, as you have proven this very day, Adam.
Oh, Colin, what a pleasure it's been. Thank you so much. Just while you're here as well, you're also Bucko in Bucko and Champs. Any chance of a third Bucko and Champs?
A number three?
Yeah.
Boy, you know what? I was just thinking the other day, I owe Champs a call. Maybe I should sow the seed. You know, you wonder, is there really any more juice left in the Aussie Christmas tank?
I know. Well, maybe that's a question you'll have to call him and ask.
Oh, exactly. But, I mean, you want to talk, you know, songs that have become my friend. And, in fact, it was for radio that someone said, "Will you come on Christmas time? You know, sing an Aussie Christmas song, though. None of those ones about snow." And they didn't give me a lot of notice. Mm. So on the way, effectively, I wrote Aussie Jingle Bells. It was sort of back of a bus ticket,
right,
sort of thing. And that's where Aussie Jingle Bells came from. And that, you know, even though the tune was existing, it's a public domain tune. So effectively, that song became, it is my number one most successful song of everything I've ever written.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's made a lot of friends. It's you know, I love where it's gone and what it does every year at Christmas around Australia.
Yeah. What an interesting career you've had. You've also just released a country album.
Well, it's on the way. I've recorded it.
Oh, right.
But it's in the factory getting the final, you know, finishing touches.
Yeah. Did you release one earlier in the year?
No, I released a single earlier.
Right.
In the year.
Okay.
So,
yep.
So the single is out there in real life. And there'll be other singles before the album's released. I'm learning how to, you know, navigate this world of streaming that we have now. I much prefer the old-fashioned world where it was just those grand folks like yourself, Adam, on the wireless.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to... That's how people heard their music.
Well, we're still here.
Yeah, exactly. And being a wonderful support, too. So, you know...
Perfect. Well, we hope to see you back here in Tassie soon too, and it's great to know that you play the Ning Nang Nong at your shows as well.
Oh, we're too right. In fact, I've got a Christmas show that I'm planning, and it's coming to Lonnie, so keep your eyes open.
Perfect. Oh, Colin, what a pleasure and honour to speak to you. Thank you for clearing up the chords. We had them all wrong as well, and good luck to you and the council.
Yes, okay, well, we've got a meeting coming up now, so thank you so much. I'll call this meeting... Please. Sorry, I'll have to go.
Yeah, yeah, sounds busy back there.
No,
yeah, yeah.
No warning.
Sounds like chaos. Sorry about that. Sorry to take you away from it. Look what happens when you're taken away from the Ning Nang Nong for 1 second. Noise. Outbreak of noise.
I've got to go. See you later.
See you, Colin. A pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.